Hello, my love, and happy Tuesday. We are so excited to share with you a sneak peek of today's exclusive episode that was dropped as a morning message over on the subscription of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. If you are not already subscribed to exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen, here is a little sneak peek of what you can expect every Tuesday over there in a morning message from me that will empower you to start your day with intention and clarity and help you shift into the mindset of a woman who shows up and keeps the commitments that she makes to herself. We hope that you enjoy this sneak peek. Link to join exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen is in the show notes of this episode. When you register, you will get immediate access to all bonus episodes that are over there awaiting you. Every other month, we do a Zoom call for hot seat coaching, and you have an opportunity to leave questions for me to answer for you every other Friday inside of the subscription. Enjoy today's sneak peek, and we'll talk to you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. See ya. I want to chat with you about something that's been on my mind for the last several days related to going after the things that you want in your life. So as of recently, if you follow me on Instagram, you have seen some shifts in my content where I'm sharing a lot more fitness content. And if you understand Instagram and the algorithm, it is going to start showing you types of content that you engage with. And it's also going to start showing you types of content that are related to the things that you post. So I've been seeing a lot more fitness content and a lot more powerlifting content, which is amazing because this year in August, I am doing my first powerlifting meet and I'm so, so excited. So many really incredible powerlifters are coming up on my feed as I am scrolling. But what I have noticed is that the large majority of these young women who are beasts, like beastly women, like strong AF women, are 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. And it got me thinking about how I'm going to be 38 years old this year, and I have just decided that I want to be a powerlifter. And I say I want to be a powerlifter, and I really don't say that in a way of like, I think I'm going to do this one meet in August and then it's going to be done. Like, I feel like this is something that I'm really going to fall in love with and a sport that I'm really going to enjoy for the foreseeable future. At least that's the way that I am feeling right now. Obviously, things can change at any given moment, but I'm pretty sure I share this on the regular podcast. I know I've talked about it on Instagram, but when I told Chris, my husband, who I love and adore so much, that I wanted to do a powerlifting meet, of course, he's so supportive. He encourages me in everything that I do, but he also said to me, like, make sure your expectations are in check. Like, you're not going to go to the Olympics or anything. Like, you're a little bit late to the game, meaning you're 37 years old. You literally just touched a barbell for the first time in the last 12 months. You're probably not going to become one of the world's strongest women. Wouldn't it be dope if I did though? But I was thinking about that the other day, and it really got me thinking about how society as a whole, and we as individuals, are guilty of feeling as though when we get to a certain point in our lives, and for all of us, I think that point is different. What age we feel in our mind is old or too late, but we all for sure, unless we work on this mindset, get to a point in our lives where we feel like, it's too late for me to go after new things that I want. I'm too old. I should have started sooner. Or what we will tend to do, what I could be doing right now, is looking at people who are massively successful in the sport of powerlifting and thinking, these people started when they were 18, 19, 20 years old. That's why they're so successful. So I'm never going to be as successful as I want to be. I bring this to your attention because a number of reasons. Number one, when it comes to pursuing goals and dreams in your life, I want you to stop giving a fuck about what other people are doing, how successful other people are, and where other people are, when they started, how long they've been doing it. I want you to let go of all of that shit. And I want you to put on your rose-colored glasses and stay in your own fucking lane when it comes to achieving the things that you want. Because you know what? You can't control what other people around you are doing. You can't control how early it was when someone started doing something, how successful they are, how far ahead of you they are. You cannot control those things. You can only control how you show up and the level of effort that you put into achieving your goals. These are your goals. It's not you versus other people. I don't care if when it comes to powerlifting, I'm never the strongest powerlifter at a meet. I don't care about that. But what I do care is about becoming the best version of me that I can be in the sport. I want to better myself. This is not about me being better than other people. It's about me bettering myself.
We are sorry to leave you hanging, love, but that is it for your sneak peek of today's exclusive episode over on Exclusive Pep Talks with the Queen. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, you can subscribe to Exclusive Pep Talks using the link in the show notes of this episode. Until we chat again, I love you and I hope you have the best day ever. See you guys.